following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to turn 120 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are, I will remind people, a very casual podcast, so we take it from the casual side. I am, casually speaking, Blacklace, and with me is Autumn's Bane.
We like to call him Wesley.
No, really? There's a card like that?
Yes.
We'd have to be a dread pirate.
I think you're looking at the wrong Wesley.
Well, I was thinking the Dread Pirate Roberts. I mean, that's the only Wesley that matters.
Well, there's another Wesley you seem to be forgetting about.
Who's that?
How about the one that hosted BlizzCon?
What? How is that a card?
Well, you're getting too deep into this. It simply says, we like to call him Wesley. Do you give up?
I do.
It's called Void Crusher.
I'm sorry. I'm sticking with the
Wesley
Princess Bride.
Wesley Crusher.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Just not good. Yes, I get it. Wesley Crusher. I understand. I want to avoid that topic.
It's a demon.
No kidding.
Yes, I heard that. Avoid. It's a demon, it's a warlock card, it's a 6 casting cost, 5/4 demon, Inspire. So you know what expansion is from, right, if I say Inspire?
Well, that would be the hero thingy, the jousting and tournament and...
Yes, the grand tournament.
That one.
Inspire, destroy a random minion for each player.
I actually have him in gold. He's really cool looking. I do.
Have you used him?
No. That's why I didn't recognize it. I don't have him in the deck. Nope. Not that he would be a bad card. Well, I wouldn't use him. Destroy a random minion for each player, unless you call him out when there's nobody on your side. 6 casting cost, 5/4. I just think there are better cards out there.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either. I don't actually think I've ever seen it played against me either.
No, I don't think I have. So on that note, let's see, we have fun stuff to talk about tonight. We have lots of announcements that came out from Blizzard. Obviously, the new card back is one of the announcements. Anuzin, you want to talk about that?
The new card back we just got, or the new card back that
no,
we're going to get
next No, the one that's coming
month?
In March, yes.
Oh, you mean Hogger.
Hogger. Well, it's the River
Paw.
That's
not March. It's April.
Well, they say March. It's
well,
considered
it's March
the March
card.
Ranked
that will get in April.
Season. Yeah. On April 1st, actually. River Palm Ruffian. What do you think of it?
I think it's cool looking. It's got all those tufts of hyena hair all over it and claws and stuff.
It looks like an orc card.
Well, I said it looks cool. I didn't say I would use it.
It just, I don't know. It looks kind of like orcs and trolls and all that sort of stuff.
It's not pink this time.
No, it's not pink. It is not pink. It is decidedly not pink. It is furry and green and brown. It's leathery and furry and green and yeah.
It's still cool looking.
It is. And the silver belt buckle kind of gleams, which is pretty neat too.
So all for those who don't play Warcraft, in classic Warcraft, there was this very low level quest. There was a wanted sign in front of a guard tower that said, go get this gnoll named Hogger. And you'd have to kill through a bunch of unnamed gnolls before you'd finally see him spawn. People would sometimes be waiting for him because they just kill him one after the other. But then after all the quests were redone after the cataclysm, he became a much more major thing.
And he was really popular, which is why they did that. There was something about this, this
got
one boss.
And he got put into the stockades and became a boss. But people would joke, oh, we're going to form a raid and raid against Hogger, which was silly.
But that was
because
before he was even in an instance, they were saying that.
Right. And so it was a big deal. And then people would like, okay, we're all going to go out with like 20 first level characters and see if we could take him with our first level. And he was like level 18 or 16, something like that. Anyway, he became kind of a legend. And so now they have a card named after him, or card back named after him.
River Paw, Ruffian.
They have a card too.
Well, there's
a card and a card back.
Yes, there is the Hogger card, and there is now the Hogger card back.
Is he the first? Is he the first character to actually be a legendary minion and a card back?
What about Meneve? No, he was actually a hero. He's one of the heroes. Meneve.
Oh, wait. The purchasable characters,
right.
Illyria, Meneve, and Magni all have their own cards that are named after them.
But of the non-purchasable, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Which could mean that there'll be a Sylvanas someday. That would be a cool
could
card
be.
Back.
More likely there'll be an Undercity than a Sylvanas.
Ah, that too. True enough. Yeah, they haven't had that yet, so we're about due for that. So that's one bit of news. Other news. Oh, this is kind of cool. I had mentioned other countries that have gotten into Hearthstone, and we have another one added into that mix. Hearthstone welcomes Thai players to the tavern.
They all have to wear ties to play?
They do. Everybody wears a tie. So basically this month the innkeeper's getting ready to set up shop in a whole new realm, Blizzard Entertainment, together with, E3 Digital PLC, is bringing Hearthstone to Thailand.
So nobody ever wins those Hearthstone games. They all end in a tie.
Oh my god. Anyway, they are going to have the heroes on an all-new battlefield, customized deck with potent spells, heroes, weapons. That is all at the in-game shop, and everything will be available for purchase with the launch of Hearthstone in Thailand. So that's kind of cool.
Yay for the Thai people.
Yes. And there's much to look forward to, including the upcoming Siam Cup. Players in Thailand can visit the official Thailand Facebook, Stone Thailand Facebook page for more details and information. This is just, world domination through Hearthstone. Blizzard's got it. They are figuring out world domination. Think about it.
Well, they are growing quite big.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to have their own publishing company. Who knows if they're going to have their own filmmaking company. That seems to be going the way. Rumor that they'll be making cartoons. I mean, Blizzard's just growing in leaps and bounds.
And the movie's coming out soon. Woo-hoo-hoo.
All these games.
Yep.
Speaking of all these games.
Oh, you've got stuff to say about Overwatch, yes?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Today I got an email that said, open beta, early access begins May 3rd. If you pre-order... Remember, if you pre-order Overwatch, you get some nifty stuff, especially if you get the Origins version. You get a Hearthstone card back. You get a Winston pet for Warcraft, bunch of stickers for Starcraft, and you get to play Tracer in Heroes of the Storm. You get all this stuff. You also, for pre-ordering, you get the special skin for Widowmaker. But now, if you pre-order, you also get early access. May 3rd. Now, at first I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. And then I read, but on May 5th, open beta starts, and that's when we'll start inviting other people. So you could gamble, take your chances, and not pre-order. And it's possible 2 days after the pre-order people get in, you get in too. But I'm not going to take that chance. I'm going to pre-order. And for everyone, even those who don't pre-order, May 24th is the date. That's when Overwatch will be out. And a lot of people are really excited about this. And, you know, it's just pretty much what they said. They said by summer, and it's like a month to spare there.
Yeah, it's exciting. I've got to start playing it more. I really do, since I'm in the beta.
You who have the beta.
I know, but I also have Fire Emblem Fates and Pokemon. So, anyway. So, yes, that is very exciting that Overwatch has got some new announcements coming up. Anyway, let's see. More announcements on Hearthstone. The special Hearthstone announcement at the Winter Championship. Basically, they're going to have lead designer Ben Brode and senior producer Young Woo, who was on our show. Young Woo-hoo! We'll kick off the weekend of the America's Winter Championship with an announcement about what's coming next for Hearthstone, which is really exciting. So tune in on March 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And what you're going to do is you're going to go into the Hearthstone Twitch channel, and Ben Brode and Young Woo will be making an announcement. Just what's going on.
What do you think it's going to be?
Big news. I think they're going to reveal the next expansion.
Yep.
That's it. As opposed to tournament mode, which a lot of people are still wondering if they're going to do, I think they're going to make the announcement that, you know, what we're going to expect to see and when it's going to be unveiled.
Probably June.
We already know that we've got, you know.
Not June. May.
May.
Oh, wait. When is the announcement?
The announcement is March 1st. March 11th, I'm sorry. March 11th, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
So April.
Maybe.
I think April.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I was getting confused with the Overwatch when I said June.
Saving my gold.
You have a lot of gold?
I have. And now, mind you, every once in a while, I actually spend some. But I have. I do. I've gotten one or two packs just because, you know, I need to buy my packs. And that's my big obsession, is buying my packs. So I have bought a couple of packs, and I needed more dust, so that was a perfect way to get some. For tonight's deck, which I will talk to you about later. So I have about 3,600. You're probably at, what, 42?
Yep, 42 plus.
Woohoo! So, yeah, I still have 3,600, which should put me a good dent into the next expansion.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll have 50 by the time it comes out.
Yeah. Let's see. So that was information about this big event, and that's an unveiling. We wanted to, I don't know if I'm not going to make a promise, but we're thinking about maybe doing a quickie show one night this weekend. We'll announce it through Twitter if we do, just to go through the unveiling so that you can hear it from us first.
So, well, it won't be second, first. Twitch second, would be third, first.
Yes. And then some, yeah. So, you know, we're talking about possibly doing an impromptu podcast. So we'll let you know through Twitter if it happens. What else? Season Spring Heroes, the taverns are getting revamped. Did you know that?
No. What do you mean? Yeah. Tell me more.
Basically, the Fireside Gatherings are now going to be able to host Tavern Hero qualifiers. So by going to Fireside Gatherings, they're going to be qualifying for championship tours.
Okay, that I knew. You worded it differently. You said the taverns are changing.
Oh, you're talking about, like, the brawls.
No, I was talking about, like, the tavern. Like, the whole Hearthstone interface, I thought, was changing.
Oh, no. No. But they will announce some new interesting stuff coming up. We're probably going to have more, you know, more maps and stuff. I call them maps, game boards. What do you think it's going to be? We didn't do that.
What do I think what's going to be? The game board?
The next expansion.
Oh. I don't know. They're kind of shying away from going strictly with Warcraft themes. I still think it'll be loosely related to something Warcraft. They did some kind of Lich King-y stuff twice now. They might go into the Cataclysm.
Goblins versus Gnomes, Grand Tournament, that was Lich King. So what was special about Cataclysm aside from everything getting wrecked? What was new that was introduced to Cataclysm?
Well, they just kind of like broke everything and...
See, I left during Cataclysm. I didn't like Cataclysm, so maybe they'll skip it.
Yeah,
and,
I left.
And move straight on to the next one.
I left for a few months during Cataclysm, and then I came back. I liked and the Firelands at the end. And it was Pandaria.
Ooh, maybe they'll do something with the Firelands.
Yeah, maybe. But with Cataclysm, you know, Deathwing broke the world, so anything could and did happen. So that's the thing with Hearthstone. Anything could happen. They could just go crazy. Or maybe they'll play up on the fact that it's the season of the Kraken. And they will, you know, make a big deal of their first season and do something related to that. Don't know.
Constellations? Something star-related?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I can't really
This one's
predict.
A hard guess. This one's a harder guess than the last time.
I mean, if they stay in the Lich King to milk that for all it's worth, they could do something Old War related. But
no, I think they're going to move away.
I don't think they're going to.
Because no, Old War, I mean, I think the Explorers League was kind of a little bit of compromising of all those things.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. We'll find out in just a couple days. Exciting, exciting. Let me see. I'm going to check the crystal ball and see. Oh, yeah. So we were talking about the Fireside Gatherings. Sorry, completely sidetracked. Fireside Gatherings are now eligible to host the Tavern Hero Qualifiers. Let's see. You can battle against your fellow patrons to determine who represents your local inn. It's the spring season. It will take place the day before the spring preliminary begins. And the top 32 players will be crowned Tavern Heroes. Those players get to join the top 128 competitors from the point standings to do the America's Spring Preliminary for one of 8 spots in the Spring Championship. And they have the blog for the 2016 Hearthstone Championship Tour if you're interested. And then they have, you know, some qualifiers. Basically, you have to submit your application by Wednesday, April 6th. It must take place from... This makes no sense. You have to submit it by April 6th, but it has to take place between March 12th to 17th. It's got to be open to the public and held on a public venue. It's got to be a minimum of 16 players. Conquest format. Do you know what that is? Conquest format?
I did know. I forgot.
Okay. Is that the play 5 games or... three decks and three decks.
It's not just a simple play each other. It's I'm not sure. It might be the one where you win and you know, if your losing opponent has to switch to something else.
I'm sure event application has that in there.
Yeah.
You've got to provide a completed event report and a tournament bracket within 1 week of the end of the qualifier to the Fireside Gatherings at Blizzard.com. And organizers, people who are actually organizing the event, are not eligible to participate. Organizers are not eligible to participate in their own Tavern Hero qualifier. So if you're putting it together, you can't play. An organizer can run more than one qualifier during the spring season, but all previous events must be reported with tournament results before new events will be approved. So that's interesting for any of you Fireside Gathering players. They're taking the Fireside Gathering to tournaments now.
All right, here it is. Cool. Ready? Conquest
Ready.
Format, okay?
Thank
all
you.
Matches will be best of 5. The first player to win 3 games within the match is considered the winner of the match and advances. Each player must submit deck lists from 3 unique classes prior to each stage of the event. Players may submit new decks prior to each stage of the event. Okay. A player must win 1 game with each of his 3 decks to win the match. When a player wins a game, the deck used by the winning player cannot be used for the remainder of the match. The losing player can keep the same deck that he used or switch to a different one of their choice. And players will be told what classes their opponent has available, but they won't know which class is picked until both players have picked. So it's a little complicated, but...
It is. Where did you find that for people who might want to look it up?
At Liquid Hearth.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
let me see.
That's the ultimate answer. The initial answer was Google.
And don't forget, I know I'm totally jumping tangents here, but don't forget, folks, before they, once they announce what's coming up, if you're going to buy your wings, buy them now so that it at least will unlock so that you can buy them in the future.
You mean for Diablo?
No.
I'm kidding. Get it?
What wings. Are you talking about? Wings.
Diablo.
Oh my God.
Your characters can have
you really
wings
do dance
Diablo.
To a beat of a different drum.
Yeah. Actually, the thing at Liquid Hearth actually links to a Hearthstone blog. So it was actually at the original Blizzard site, actually posted by Werthen on January 30th of last year. So, okay, I guess this tournament has been going on for a while, this format.
Yep.
There's even a chart if people look there. So if you go cool. to the blog from January 30th of 2015, you'll see the entire thing spelled out. Even awesome. With diagrams.
Awesome. Okay, let's go on to Clobberin' Time. Clobberin' Time was this week's brawl was Deal Your Fate. The Tavern Keeper foretells a fateful brawl. You and your opponent discover random fates that affect you both. Tell me how you did, what you did. Did you remember what you did? How many games did you do?
I played a mage.
Uh-huh.
I played 3 turns. My opponent conceded. I won.
OMG.
Is this starting to sound familiar?
Oh my God. Well, you know why it sounds really familiar to me?
Why?
Because I played a mage. I went about 4 or 5 turns. My opponent conceded and I won. And I got my deck. My card pack
yeah.
right
well,
away.
Well, I had the coin, and in those three turns, I had like all the key, my mage is going to kick your ass cards out, you know. So I had the worm, and then I built up the worm with the coin, and then I used mirror image, and then I had another minion out with also taunt, so I had at least 2 taunt. Oh, I think my worm ended up with taunt somehow. I don't remember. In any way, 3 turns, 4 turns tops, and my opponent conceded. And so I said, let me see how this is really done. I played 1 more game, and I lost very quickly. And so I said, screw this. I got my cards. I'm not playing anymore.
I was not too impressed. The fate cards... there were basically, I'm going to go through them real quick. There's the Fate Armor, where each player gains 2 armor at the start of their turn. The Fate Bananas, where the Fate, when a minion dies, its owner gets 1 mana banana. There's a Fate Coin, when a minion dies, its owner gets a coin. Fate Confusion, at the end of each turn, swap all minions' attack and health. Fate Portals, shuffle 10 unstable portals into player's deck, and Fate Spells, where each spell costs 1 less. Then there were actually dire fates.
That's how I won so quickly.
How's that?
I had put out the fate that said my spells cost 1 less, and he had given me bananas. So I was throwing out free bananas and building up my mana worm.
See, I had
so
the
I had
where...
a very powerful mana worm by that 3rd turn at which he conceded. Now I remember.
I thought I was going to lose very quickly. You want to know why?
Why?
I had built my normal mage ping deck, not really knowing what this was about. And, of course, I had my mirror images in, which I cast very quickly. And then he cast a Fate Confusion, which at the end of each turn swapped all minions' attack and health. So my 0-2s became 2-0s and died instantly.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. It didn't. I still won, but I think I won more by luck. The Dire Fate cards, I did not see any of those come up. I don't know where the Dire Fate cards came into play. They were basically like when a minion dies, the owner draws a card. Minions gain Death Rattle, a random card in the owner's hand costs 0. Each minion in play turns into a 1/1 Murloc. All minions have taunt and charge. Place 3 unstable portals into each player's hand, or all minions have Wind Fury. So I don't think those showed up for me. I think I just got the regular ones.
Yeah, again, I didn't play long enough to really see very many of them. It just, again, it seemed well thought out and imaginative, and I bet a lot of people enjoyed it. It just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me either, and I did try to play a second game, and I think I don't remember if I actually finished it or I conceded. I didn't find it interesting enough to play it again. There are other games out there. There are other brawls out there that I really enjoyed a lot more that I would play over and over again, but not this one.
Yeah, I think my mood for Hearthstone was flavored differently this week, and maybe if I had a better week, I would have played the brawl.
See, more. I had a great week.
I had a terrible week. It was like you and I had role reversal this week.
Yeah, I think day two or three, I was at rank 15. I'm still at rank 15 because I haven't been able to play for a few days. But I mean, literally day one and two, I was up at rank 15, and that never happens. That's usually when the hardcore players are out there playing. So, yeah, I was happy.
Because I was just getting my butt kicked time and time again. Decks that I normally just excel at, I was just getting beat down. If I won five games this week, I think that's a lot. So I was just kind of down on Hearthstone this week because it's frustrating to lose more than your normal share of losses. And to just, like, I go in at lunch, I play a game, I lose. I come home from work, have dinner, sit down, play a game, I lose. Watching TV, I'll pick up my iPad, let me play a game while, you know, we're watching, I lose. And it makes you not want to play.
It seems to come in waves. I don't know why. I've noticed that too. So I think you'll be back in the saddle in a week or two, and I'll be losing and losing and losing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just...
As long as I, you know, can stay in rank 15 for a long time or get better first, that would be cool.
Well, you had a policy, if you lost three games, you just put the game away and not play for a few hours.
I kind of stepped away from that. I haven't done that lately, and I should.
Well, mine is, if I lose 4 days in a row, I just put it away for the week.
There you go.
I won I won enough to get, like, I had two or three wins in a row, miraculously, one day, and I managed to clear out some quests in the process. But then I tried, you know, I cleared out two of three quests. So I tried to play a game towards the next quest and got my ass handed to me. So I'm done this week. And I'll play again and maybe my luck will change.
I think, you know, folks who are out there listening, I think you should, if you're getting bored, try doing what I do. I announce every week that I possibly can do this, a deck that I've played. When I play with people's decks, I also tell you what they are. And if you could build them, play around with them a couple times. Just, you know, don't look up all the ways to win. Play with the fun decks people submit. This week, Violet Fire submitted a wonderful deck. It's a priest, and I love it to death. It's a priest dragon deck. It doesn't do the normal campy stuff that priests do, which is make 75-75 whomping characters. It uses the dragons beautifully, so I'm going to go over that deck in a little bit. But, you know, each week that I do that, try taking on the challenge of playing with one of the people who have submitted to the Hearthstone podcast, submitted their decks, and try them. It's a nice change. You know, do it for fun. Do it on casual. This week I was playing with that custom priest deck. Last week I was actually playing a little bit with Autumn's Bane's warrior deck. I've been having fun with that, even though I don't particularly care for the warrior. It's a great deck.
You won with it?
Oh, yeah. And I will announce that sometime. Right now, I've been playing with that for fun. Next week, I'm going to be doing, I think, Chiba Tank sent a
Hunter
deck. Yes. So next week's deck will be the Hunter deck. I'll be trying to play that this week and see how it does.
Something interesting about Chiba sending a deck. Mm-hmm. He did something no one else has done. He sent the deck, and then he found me in game.
Right, and said, challenged you.
Can I challenge you with the deck I just submitted?
That's
so
awesome.
While you're playing people's decks, I actually got to play against
him.
The deck.
That's awesome.
And it was fairly close, but he did beat me. It was a solid deck.
So I look forward to playing that. But I mean, that's something, you know, if you start getting bored and start getting angry at that you're losing, take on somebody's deck that I announce on the show, try to build it, and just have fun. Try it against, you know, play with other people's decks. But, you know, somebody like that you almost know, kind of three shades removed, you know? Just a thought. Just a thought. Anyway, since I'm talking about it, this is a dragon deck that was submitted by Violet Fire. I was able to construct, I did not have the Twilight Guardians at all, so I dusted a bunch of my dupes. If I have a gold, I will dust one of my extra two. I tried, I'm so OCD, so I try not to dust much, but I did dust semi-duplicates, and I was able to create both Twilight Guardians. So I did not have Chilma, and I asked Violet Fire what her suggestions were, and what I took her up on was replacing Chilma with a Light Bomb, because I did have two of them. So I think it's working great with the replacement of the Light Bomb. I don't know how it would play without it, with Chilma, but it's working really well with this. Basically, I'm going to announce the cards, then let you know how I did. So you want two Power Word Shields, two Northshire Clerics, two Twilight Whelps, a Zombie Chow, Shadow Word Pain, Shrink Miser, Wormrest Agent, okay, that's two. I had a gold one, so I split it up. So two Wormrest Agents, two Shadow Word Deaths, two Velen's Chosen, two Dark Cultists, two Twilight Guardians, two Holy Nova, two Azure Drakes, two Blackwing Corruptors, two Light Bombs if you don't have a Chilma, otherwise a Light Bomb and a Chilma, one Cabal Shadow Priest, a Cro-Magus, and a Ysera. So, if I did not read that to anybody's liking, email me and I'll send you what the deck looks like, because it was a lot of fun. I played first against a Druid, which I beat. I found that the deck had really nice balance between getting minions out fast and clearing the board on the other side. Even when he copied my Ysera at the end, he did a faceless manipulator on my Ysera, and he had one of his very own. I was able to kill it off and won very handily. Again, with the lock, I fought against the lock. My Cabal Priest stole his Baron Rivendear, and he instantly conceded. But before that happened, again, I had a nice early board on that one. Paladin, I won handily against that one. The Rogue, I lost to it, but I did want to say, even losing to the Rogue, I always had seemed to have a dragon in my hand, and there were always cards in my hand that got pumped by having the dragons. And when I lost against the Rogue, it was actually at the point where he had 8 hit points left and I had 7, and he just managed to come over and hit me quick. So that was a very close game. I'm not sure what happened when I played against the Shaman. I kind of lost dreadfully. He overwhelmed me and overran me. I swear to God, I had half my life, was looking at my laptop, heard an explosion, looked back to my computer and said, "What the hell?" because he had basically blown me up. I don't know what happened. He just rampaged over my face. So that was a loss. So I won 3, lost 2, had a lot of fun with the 3 that I did win. Gotta say, awesome balance between getting minions out and board clears. The cards always complemented each other. The only card I really questioned, and maybe you can help me with this one, Shrink Miser. It's a 2 casting cost, 3/2 card.
Mm-hmm.
The battle cry is give a minion -2 attack this turn.
Yes.
Other than getting it out fast, I didn't see the point of this card. Can you enlighten me?
Yeah, so the battle cry is to reduce a minion's attack by 2, correct?
Correct. That turn only.
All right, so let's say you want to kill that minion with one of your minions, and that lack of two attack will keep your minion alive. Or,
lack of two attack. Oh, I see you use it
so
on
let's say
his cards.
Your
oh
opponent
my god,
has,
I'm such an idiot.
Let's say your opponent has a 5-4 minion, okay? And you've got
a 4-7 minion.
He's got 5 attack, okay? 5 attack would kill your minion, all right? So you use the Shrinkmeister and he becomes a 3 attack. But the 3 will not kill your minion.
So, I'm such a doofus.
So you attack with one of your minions against the weakened minion. It dies. Your minion survives. That's one reason to use it. There are probably other reasons, but that's probably what I would
use. That makes so much more sense now. And oh my god, I'm going to have to play this again now knowing how to use the card. Because I don't know, in my mind, you know, sometimes you get tunnel vision. And for some reason, I thought I could only use it. I was thinking of only using it on my cards. Yeah, sometimes you just don't think outside. Yeah, okay. No, it makes total sense. Okay, I'm a moron. So that, yes, great card, great deck. Lots and lots and lots of fun. I really, really loved it. And I'm having trouble with all these people sending me good decks. I'm not wanting to delete anything. I can't wait till I get my extra slots.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so, yes, thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you, Violet Fire, for a very, very fun deck. Next week, I will be playing with the Hunter deck from Chiba Tank. Thank you for letting me play with your decks, everybody. Autumn's Bane, do you have anything else you want to add? I'm not sure we have a lot of content. We will next week.
No, not really. I'm done.
Yeah, you kind of got beat up this week, so it's kind of hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
But you should try this deck. It's fun. Good deck. Well done.
But it's a priest deck.
I know, but you don't think about it. I'm not thinking about it as a priest deck. I'm thinking about it, wow, this is a dragon deck.
No, I don't have a lot of those cards.
Okay. All right.
Going to do it, actually. But I don't have a lot of those cards. And I didn't feel like using, you know, the 700 dust I have was simply not enough.
Yeah, I'm down to, I think I have, I don't know, 40 dust now.
40 dust is what you get for...
No, 75.
For one pack.
Yeah, I've got 75 dust left over. Not enough to create Chilma, but I'll tell you, I have no regrets about making those two Twilight Guardians. And for anybody who, you know, just to say again, Twilight Guardian is a 4 casting cost, 2/6 creature, and if you're holding a dragon, you gain +1 attack and taunt. So for 4 mana... You can get, it becomes a 3/6 creature with taunt, which is nice.
And they're priest-only dragons, right?
Let me see. I'm not seeing it. Maybe not. Nope, it's a neutral card.
I wonder why it's neutral. Not my dragon deck.
Yep, neutral card. Twilight Guardian, very nice.
Oh, because I don't have it, that's why.
Yeah, well, it's worth crafting. It's fun, especially if you have a dragon deck. So you can find us all at awohearthstone.com, and you can find us at hollowsweetmedia.com, and let's see. Oh, wait. Oh, I have to say something else. Ringo actually pointed something else out I want to mention about that card. You have a Cabal Priest in the deck, the Shrinkmeister. Can make a character with a -2 attack, can make it vulnerable so that you can steal it from your opponent.
Ah, that's right.
That's beautiful. Deck. Thank you, Ringo. Thank you. Okay, back to where I was. You can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us live on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. You can send us an email. Please, I do have another deck to play with next week, but I will be needing more decks to play with. So, awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook at awohearthstone. You can listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio if iTunes doesn't work for you. Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Once again, special thanks to Hollowsweet Media, Xander, the man behind the curtain, And the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits and good old Micmac for the Twitch feed of the games that he plays during the week. Thank you, everybody. We will have more to say next week, and happy hearthing.
Bye, all. Have a nice week.
Broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.